Welcome to the Spirit Edition, April 2023. Dear readers, I can't imagine what life would be like without Disney. Disney, the first organized theme park, the beginning of widely popular means of finding magic in everyday life. Movies, stories, Let It Go, costumes, and escape from ordinary life. Fairy tales came to life with Disney, and children began dreaming of adventures in outer space because of Disney. The parks at Walt Disney World are very much worth a visit. The technology is astonishing. One ride, which imitated soaring with the avatars, was so magnificent that we waited in line twice for it. How inspiring it is when a person sets a goal, pursues it, and achieves it. Mr. Walt Disney dreamed of a park where he could enjoy time with his daughters together. At that time, parents could only watch as onlookers at entertainments for children. When his artwork of a simple mouse and wacky rabbit could charm audiences, he knew that creating a world to be enjoyed would enchant them. It was a risk, but Disney calculated carefully before he took it. He knew it took a great deal of work to accomplish, but he was willing to put in the work to accomplish it. He shaped all of Disney's enterprises to be constantly changing, adapting to a dynamic global landscape. Disney was, above all, very, very persistent. Love, Editor Janu. Editor Janu at thehappyherald.org. Quote of the month, April 2023. All of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Jane and the Fire by Janu. Jane is back. In 1958, young Jane has moved to the city of Chicago, Illinois, with her parents and cousins. Jane and her friends are continuing to chip away towards uncovering the mysteries of the three thugs. They are settling in for a peaceful Saturday morning breakfast when something unexpected seems to have occurred. The Hungry Eagle was filling up with eager breakfasters. The air was thick with conversation and the sizzle of food on the frying pan. It's a struggle to step around all the people to find her friends and siblings again. When she finds their boots again, it's empty. The half-empty plates are still there, but the children have disappeared. Jane looks around, in the crowd, in the shop. It's hard to see all. Where? She looked all around her, but saw no trace of her cousins or the twins. Unsure completely about where they could be, Jane pushed her way back to the counter, where Paige and Dawn's parents were busily serving breakfast. Paige and Dawn? No, Jane, they haven't come back here with your cousins. They must be sitting somewhere in here, Mr. Landry said, trying to wipe his face and a full jug of maple syrup which he had spilled onto the counter simultaneously. He mixed up his hands, however, and smeared a washcloth soaked with maple syrup all over his face and accidentally swiped a clean washcloth into the puddle of syrup. Bamboozled, he stopped altogether, and immediately an irate customer demanded another French toast, claiming that his original was far too salty. They've got to be here, Jane, a harried Mrs. Landry supplied. Find them in here, would you? It worries me that they are wandering when the shop is so busy. She too was called away by a large family ordering pancakes. Jane squeezed her way back to the booth where the food still sat, growing cold. Heart rate raising, she stood on top of a chair looking all around. There wasn't a trace of any of them in the entire store. From the faintest corner of her peripheral vision, she noticed some movement. Outside, a burly worker with a sack over his shoulder was pushing his way through the pedestrians, heading for the Hungry Eagle. He was heading towards a large black motor car, where another equally burly workman waited already. But the sack wasn't still as should have been. It moved, wriggling and kicking. The workman adjusted his grip on it, even as its efforts knocked his golf cap from his head. He bent it to pick up, and the other workman barked at him to hurry. Jane felt her stomach sink. It had to be a kidnapping. She couldn't wait to warn anyone. She had to run and check. Without another thought, she dove for the door. You haven't got all day, Jan, growled the workman waiting at the car. Why don't you try lifting for a change then, jigger, snapped Jan, adjusting the sack over her shoulder. I have got a delicate shoulder just now, Jigger said piously. Doctor's orders not to strain it. I'd just like to see what doctor's note is for evidence is what I'd like, Jan said with a bottomless scorn. Jane had grabbed Dawn's bag. How is Jane planning to save her cousins and friends? Read on. Wellness Central, healthy meals around the world. Last month, the wellness column focused on what healthy meals might include, but no lesson will be complete without some examples. With that, here are a few delicious and healthy ideas for vegetarian meals. Cuba. Beans and rice are a traditional Cuban meal, densely packed with protein. India. Idlis are fermented rice cakes, are low in calories and fat, therefore lending themselves excellently to support heart health. Indian brown rice and black rice served with curried vegetables is an excellent source of carbohydrates, protein and essential vitamins. Greece. Spanakopita and luwak make a well-balanced and highly nutrient-rich Mediterranean meal. Luwak, a salad of black-eyed peas and chard, make a very rich spanakopita, spinach and feta pie of phyllo dough, a little more balanced. Korea, kimchi, a fermented cabbage, is an extremely healthy probiotic and source of antioxidants, minerals and vitamins containing ginger and red pepper, which are healthy ingredients. It pairs very well with rice. Japan, a small portion of Japanese soba noodles served with more vegetables and tofu, is quite a healthy meal. Tofu contains probiotics. Tell us what you think of these suggestions and please share your own. Athletics. Neha Agarwal on a mission. Neha Agarwal is a retired Indian professional table tennis player, India's number one and the only woman table tennis player to represent India in the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing, China. She was the youngest table tennis player at the age of 18, male or female, to participate in the Olympics for India in table tennis. She has acclaimed 4 national championship titles and over 40 international medals over a span of 13 years of her prime career. Neha was born on January 11, 1990 and brought up in New Delhi, India. She went to the R.K. Puram Public School in Delhi and graduated from St. Stephen's College in New Delhi. She started playing table tennis at the age of 7, mainly to hang around with her brother, and soon developed a love for the sport, practicing it all the time. At only 11 years, she won her first national junior table tennis title. At that time, the Indian national team coach predicted that her unique style of play would bring her more success as she moved to the senior category. To the contrary, she went on to win 3 more national championships and numerous prestigious international tournaments. She became the number one junior player in the country, winning the gold medal in doubles and the World Cadet Tournament, representing Asia, partnering with a South Korean player. In 2008, Neha qualified for Beijing Olympics by defeating the top 2 Indian national players, thus becoming the youngest to qualify. Feeling the weight of the nation's expectations, she lost in the first round and realized that she was not fully prepared to win an Olympic medal. After winning the gold at the Commonwealth Youth Games, Neha's streak began to slow down. Neha lost the national title and fell below the Indian top 16. It took another 4 grueling years to get back to the top 5 and qualify for the Asian Games. Neha did not want the next generation of Indian athletes to go through the struggles that she underwent competing at the Olympic level. With the vision of making a difference in India's Olympic dreams, she joined hands with the retired Indian athletes at the Olympic Gold Quest. OGQ helps in identifying and funding Indian medal prospects for the Olympic Games. In the past 2 Olympics, 5 out of 8 Olympic medals were won by OGQ-supported Indian athletes. Neha's competitive spirit and desire to give back to her countrymen and women continues to strengthen Indian table tennis competitors today. Ask Clever Kali. Send your questions to editorjanu@gmail.com. Dear Clever Kali, spring is on my mind and I want to know, what are some beautiful wildflowers that I can plant with fast and wonderful results? Sincerely, flower struck Fiona. Dear Fiona, spring is absolutely my favorite season. Beware the plants that grow super fast with minimal effort. They are likely to be weeds. For example, I love fields of buttercups. They are so absolutely beautiful, but hard to get rid of as buttercups are weeds. So here are some good suggestions for flowers that grow quickly and thickly. Cornflowers, calendula, marigold, nigella, aster, coneflower, the classic image of a vivid wildflower, the striking red cardinal flower. Ask at your local garden store so that you can determine what flowers will thrive in your local environment. Clever Collie. Dear Clever Collie, on average, how many tests does it take for a driver to pass the road test in America? Sincerely, about to drive, hopefully, Anna. Dear Anna, compared to European tests, quite a high pass rate. Good luck, Clever Collie. Jot thoughts, reviews, critique on literature and more. Red Notice. You will probably guess what comes next. A red notice for the uninitiated or unaware is a request to law enforcement worldwide to locate and provisionally arrest a person pending legal action. As all viewers are made aware at the very beginning of Red Notice, a thriller mystery adventure movie released recently on Netflix. That's semi-interesting, semi-token, mostly family-friendly spy film nature characterizes the entire film. It's not meant to be realistic. It's not meant to be hyper-analyzed. It's meant to entertain for an evening, and that's all. That job, it does well. Works like Interpol and FBI are thrown around. It plays on all the classic tropes of the spy-robber flick, depicting the main characters traveling picturesquely stereotypical environments. The dense, lively jungle, complete with the waterfall, the icy, stark Siberian landscape, fashionable situation, appropriate attire at all times, even if the characters broke out of a prison before immediately flying to a costume party in classy, lovely Rome. I prefer movies where the characters are casted to fit the role perfectly, whether they are famous or unknown. Icons like the Christian Bale Batman, Gregory Mann Pinocchio, Carrie Fisher Princess Leia, Mark Hamill Luke, or Harrison Ford Han Solo. This movie is a basic action movie, checking all the basic spy flick boxes. And by embracing the basicness, it manages to be fun. Why? Each day, on the drive home from school, I notice advertisements on an enormous billboard. The sign is so large that we can see it from half a mile away. For weeks now, the sign is always displaying ads for marijuana, the best cannabis in the galaxy. As the signs read, is legal in Massachusetts for medicinal and recreational reasons. These signs are not unique to Massachusetts. I've driven often to upstate New York this summer. We drive through Connecticut to New York, and the Connecticut highways are chock full of these signs. It worries me. Legalized or not, marijuana is a drug and a harmful one. It is a mind-altering drug, the most used of this class in the United States. Users of marijuana can become dependent on it, just as it is possible to be addicted to other drugs or even coffee. For those without medicinal reasons to use cannabis, it can actually be very debilitating. Users will have problems thinking and problem solving. Driving under the influence of marijuana is incredibly dangerous. Using or being addicted to weed can harm relationships with family and friends, cause excessive tiredness, lead to depression, and cultivate negative eating habits. Foggy high school bathrooms that smell overpoweringly of weed are not an anomaly, but a reality. Kids smoke everywhere, in cars, at school, while out shopping, grabbing food with friends, while studying, before and after sports practices, at parties. The main psychoactive component of marijuana, THC, which stimulates the part of the brain that reacts to pleasure through the euphoric neurotransmitter dopamine. Smoking weed can allow the THC to hit the bloodstream in seconds, sparking euphoric, relaxed feelings that quickly. The brain isn't finished developing until after adolescence, and long-term use can cause serious problems. Athletes' performance will be altered for the worse, with Marijuana affecting timing and coordination of movements. Students smoking weed will have trouble concentrating and taking tests, which affects their grades. In fact, marijuana has been shown to cause IQ to be permanently reduced. It's a base manipulation of basic human biology. Since the human body is wired to become addicted to THC, companies and individuals selling marijuana know that they can count on there being a payoff. Legalizing the drug increases its exposure to the citizenry of our state. Why should drugs be promoted and sold? They debilitate our brains and our bodies. Why should it be any easier for addiction to fester and to harm lives? Inhibition of motor skills and a distorted sense of time and perception make driving a far more dangerous and potentially lethal under the use of marijuana. The legal age to use recreational marijuana is 21 in Massachusetts, which is the age of the average college junior. Many would say that they know college juniors who still make a few questionable decisions. The human brain is only considered fully developed during the mid to late 20s, though the brain continues to change and learn throughout our lives. It seems like a terrible risk to offer drugs easily when kids become the men and women who will shape the future of our country's government, business, arts, and research. High school is a time full of difficulties. Even at peak performance, life can be stressful. To compound the difficulty with addiction is irrational. Why should our students and our people be exposed to the risk? Cooking Kali, when life gives you lemons. Make lemon sugar cookies, which might look nutritious than lemonade, but do contain fresh lemon juice and zest, which totally makes them healthy. This is a basic sugar cookie with lemony twang and pretty curls of vivid yellow lemon zest, which make them incredibly delicious and just decorative enough not to need any other design at all. The cookies pictured do include a drizzle of glaze, but feel free to skip that step and enjoy the full unfrosted sugar cookie experience. This recipe is inspired by Maria Litchi's lemon sugar cookie recipe on 2peasandtheirpod.com. In this recipe, using an egg has been replaced with my go-to egg replacement of a spoon of 2 tablespoons of water mixed with a teaspoon of vegetable oil and 2 teaspoons of baking powder. I find this to work quite well, but it does make cookies become crispy after just a few hours. If you're making these cookies to be freshly baked and eaten, you'll have no problem. However, if you plan on keeping them soft, place the cookies in an airtight Tupperware with a piece of bread in there with them. This tends to work well. Else, you can try another egg replacement, such as 1 cup of applesauce per egg. It might introduce some interesting flavor combinations when used in this recipe. If you do wish to use an egg in your baking, add your egg where the egg replacer is used in this recipe. And now we are on our way. Begin by preheating your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. You will need flat baking trays to bake the cookies. Mix the dry ingredients of flour, a big pinch of salt, baking soda, and baking powder thoroughly in a bowl. Blend granulated sugar and lemon zest in another bowl. The fresher the zest, the more vivid the flavor. Beat room temperature butter and lemon zest sugar mixture until the butter is light and whipped up and fluffy. Add egg replacer, vanilla extract, and lemon juice. Mix thoroughly. Include dry ingredient mixture and combine fully. Form balls with the completed dough. Coat the balls with granulated sugar. Place dough balls in the baking tray. See that the trays are covered with baking paper. Bake for approximately 10 minutes. Check cookies at 6 to 8 minutes to ensure that they don't overbake. Serve. Enjoy with a cool glass of milk on a sunny spring summer day. Ingredients: flour, baking soda, baking powder, granulated sugar, butter, vegetable oil, water, and vanilla extract. Fine arts. Display some of the beautiful spring flowers blooming and an art by Jano. And on the flight, capture of a beautiful sky. E. Old Folk Tales, The Tale of the Selfish Giant by Oscar Wilde, retold by Spirit. Once in a kingdom far away, there was a lovely garden in which children loved to play. Each day they would climb the trees, admire the flowers, and hear the little birds sing in the garden. One day a giant arrived in the little garden. It belonged to him, and he had finally come home after visiting his cousin, the swamp ogre, for 7 years. "Who gave you permission to play in this garden?" he roared rhetorically, and set the children fleeing away in the down the road. The next morning he nailed a big sign on the wall of the garden: "Trespassers will be persecuted." The garden fell silent as the children left. The trees didn't wish to bloom without anyone to climb them, and the birds didn't enter the garden as they read the sign each day. The flowers peeped out, but with the children missing, went back to sleep underground. And the snow relished the silence, and the sharp winter wind enjoyed clattering around the place so much that he invited his friend the hail to join him. And so even though the seasons continued in the world around him, the giant found only bitter winter wanted to visit his little garden. One day the giant heard the most beautiful music by his window. Upon opening it, he found a lone linnet. It had been so long that he had gone without music that the linnet's voice sounded to him the sweetest song. It was then that the giant understood the beauty of friendship. From that day, with a changed heart, the giant welcomed all to his home. And that's the end of Spirit, April 2023 edition. Thank you for listening.